Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates. Welcome to the live broadcast of Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I'm your host this evening and every other evening, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And I want to welcome you to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I hope that everyone is doing well on this wet day in California. I'm not sure where all of my listeners are from, but I have to tell you that California, we've been getting our share, our fair share of rain and just winter weather. And I believe a few days ago, I saw something that said that this is actually one of the coldest winters California, especially Southern California, has had in many years. So, you know, we're loving the weather, but at the same time, I'm being honest with you guys, I'm a little tired of it. But I'm going to tell you why. It's because people can't drive in the rain. It's just the truth. California people can barely drive on the road when it is dry, let alone when it is wet. They still think they can swoop through the streets, cut people off, speed, you know, do things at the last minute. They still think they can do all of this stuff, you know, the same. The roads are slick. There's oil in the roads. Now there's potholes in the roads because we're getting more rain than normal. So, you know what, if you're here in California, I just want to tell you to slow down. That's right. Slow down. Make my drive to work in the morning and on my way home and everywhere else I'm going a little bit more peaceful. Because I'm telling you, I'm starting to think that we need to change the laws and maybe every 5 to 6 years people need to start taking driver's tests because these people out here are crazy. And speaking of driving, you know, my baby is driving now. She's on the street. So I just have to tell you guys, you know what? You know, look around, because Marley is driving. But, I mean, it's real surreal because I remember the day I brought her home from the hospital. So just to say that she's driving, it's exciting. I mean, she gets a little upset with me because I don't have the nerve to really drive around in the car with her a lot. But, you know, if she's listening, it doesn't have anything to do with her driving capability. It has to do with my nervous mind and body. So, you know, everyone, Marley is driving. Let's send some prayers out there for her and all the new drivers out there, especially during this rainy time, because, again, like I stated, people are out here acting a fool on these streets. What else is going on besides, you know, the driving thing? You know, I like to remind everybody, you know, don't go too crazy over this politics stuff that's going on in the world, but pay attention. Look closely. Pay attention to the things that are going on because I'm telling you, we are in some crazy times. And right now, more than ever, you need to pay attention to what you're voting for the laws, you know, for all of these propositions, everything that's going to come to the table. Pay attention. Don't take anybody else's word for it. You see, in the end, people will do what they have to do in order to save the things that they feel need to be saved. And that's not something that everyone doesn't do. But remember what it's rooted in. Remember what it is rooted in. And remember what the public offices are supposed to do. Remember what the people who we put into these positions are supposed to do and how they're supposed to be treating people. And that's, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm just saying sometimes I get irritated. I was just watching something about security clearance, and I just had to shake my head at it because, you know, I just don't get it. And at this point, it's really not about Democratic and Republican. It is, but it's not. I'm telling you, you better research these people that you're supporting and know what it is that you're supporting. And then also, if you're not taking any action and you're not doing anything, that's just as bad as voting for the wrong person. So I do believe that if you're silent, you know, you kind of are saying, hey, everything is okay the way that it is. Don't believe the hype. Don't have these people out here thinking that, you know, you're not supposed to do anything. Because I'm going to tell you what, these folk out here that are in control, they're doing something. They're doing something every day. They're doing the exact opposite of what they're telling you to do. They're fighting for the things that they tell you you should not be fighting for. So, again, I'm going to tell you, pay attention, pay attention. Open your eyes and open your ears. Pay attention. So what else are we going to talk about before I get into this evening's topic of are you your sister's keeper? My one thing, because you know what, I have to send prayers out to his family and anyone who has lost anyone, because I actually know of a couple people who lost their family. But I have to tell you, I was taken by surprise when I found out that Luke Perry passed away, because you know what, everybody doesn't want to admit it, but I watched 90210, especially the early years. As they started getting older, that really wasn't my thing. But those early years, I watched it. And this man was 52 years old. He had a stroke, and he passed away yesterday. That's part of my childhood, my teenage, you know, years. And, you know, I just send prayers out to him and his family. I hope that whomever it is that he left behind, they're able to get through this. He was so young to have lost his life in, you know, just due to his body giving up on him. So, again, you know, rest in peace, Dylan from 90210. Rest in peace, Lou Perry. So this evening's topic is, are you your sister's keeper? I'm going to say it again. Are you your sister's keeper? And I have to be honest with you, I come to you this evening a little disheartened, a little disappointed, you know, a little tired, a little fed up, a little irritated, because for the past few weeks, what has been reiterated to me is that somehow, I don't know how we let this happen, there is this culture among women, and I'm not going to say all women, because you know what, my Justice League, they're not down like that. We don't do that. But there is a culture that has grown, that has produced individuals who don't like who they are as women and don't like other women, who don't uplift them, who don't support them, who don't want to see them doing better, who wishes badness on them, who wants them to fail, who is jealous, who is judgmental. And it disappoints me. Yes, that's what I said. It disappoints me because I know what a wonderful relationship is with other women. And a lot of people will say, you know, I have my husband, you know, I have, you know, my best male friend, I have my brothers, I have my male cousins. But I'm going to tell you what, as a woman, if you have not had the chance to develop a strong bond with other women, if you have not had a chance to develop a strong sister circle with other women, oh, I'm telling you, you are missing out. You are missing out. And so this evening, some of the things that I've seen happening in the past few weeks, some of the things that I've seen on television, some of the things that I just see on a day-to-day basis, that's what has influenced the topic this evening of, are you your sister's keeper? And so we're going to talk about that this evening for sure, because I always talk about leading by example. And I'm going to tell you what, we cannot let this sort of behavior, we cannot promote the culture that I'm about to talk about, because we have these young kids, these young girls growing up, and they need to understand that divided we fall, right? Divided you will fall. We are women. And we need to stand together. We need to love each other and uplift each other. So we're going to go into a commercial, and when we get back, I'm going to get into this conversation about, are you your sister's keeper?
I know you heard the term, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of Lush shoes. Lift up your spirits, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alivshoes.com/LUS-3.
And we are back. You are listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And if you are just now tuning in, you are tuning in for talk radio that is positive, empowering, and insightful. And this evening's topic of discussion is, are you your sister's keeper? And I'm going to let you guys know that I pulled this straight from my book. I know I've been talking about the book forever. The book is done. Yes, I have been procrastinating. So if you heard my last show about procrastination, you already know that I suffer from it. Yes, I'm a victim from it, but I'm going to pull it together. But this evening, because I had written a chapter about this very thing, I pulled a lot of information from this chapter that I wrote in my book, Embracing Her, called Are You Your Sister's Keeper? So again, you know, it's a lot of current things that went on in my life. I had a lot of opportunities the past month that I didn't have. There's a lot of things I've been focusing on. A lot of my girlfriends, they are working on doing big things. And, you know, it has made me really sit back and think to myself, what would my life be without my Justice League? And if you guys don't know what my Justice League is, my Justice League are these are a circle of women who are very empowering, who are very uplifting, who have no problem sharing love. Literally, like almost every single morning, we have a group text that's been going on, I want to say for years, where we wish each other well, where we uplift each other, where we encourage each other to do our best. And we are all in different stages. We are all doing different things, but we are all uplifting each other and hoping for the best for each other. So when I walk out into the world and I see something completely opposite, it kind of pisses me off. So I was reading this book, and it was about generational trauma. And it really was talking about all the baggage that we carry from our past, from our mothers, from our grandmothers, from our great grandmothers and grandfathers. And this, it wasn't geared only towards women. It was just geared towards people, period. And as I'm reading this book and I'm going through some of the things that I'm going through, and it's bothering me, and I'm reading this book, and I have this moment where I'm like, okay, why are we the way that we are? And I think to myself, what kind of generational baggage are we carrying as women about each other that has resulted in this messed up culture that we have with each other today? Why do we behave the way that we do towards each other? And again, I'm using we very loosely. I know that there are plenty of people who have very healthy relationships with other women. But tonight, I'm just talking about, you know, what I've been experiencing and how disappointing it really has been to me. You know, I have actually been sitting in a spot where I know for a fact there has been unkind wishes. And not because I did anything or I was mean or, you know, I said something bad, just because. And you know what? I know it's not rooted in me. I know that it's all about the other person. But why? Why do we feel okay wishing someone harm or wishing the downfall of someone else? So the first thing that I want you to do, and I don't know if you have a piece of paper, and if you don't, just note that usually with my podcast, I'm going to say write this down or think about this. So I want you to think about a couple of questions while I'm talking, okay? The first question I want you to think about is, how is your relationships with the women in your life? How are they? Okay, so as I talk, I want you to focus on that. How is your relationship with the women in your life? And men, if I have some men listening, think about the women in your life and think about how their relationships are with the women in their life, okay, your wives, your girlfriends, your sisters, your cousins. The next thing I want you to think about as women, when a beautiful woman enters your space, how does it make you feel? I'm going to say that again. When a beautiful woman enters your space, how does it make you feel? That is, if you're at a party, you know, you're sitting, you know, and someone comes in that is obviously, you know, has it all together, you feel. How does that make you feel? The last thing I want you to think about is, do you think experiences throughout your life, your childhood, your teenage years, your young adult years, present day, do you think experiences throughout your life have molded your outlook on women? I want you to keep these in mind as I continue this conversation about, are you your sister's keeper? So first and foremost, as women, some of the most important relationships we will have are the relationships that we build with other women. I mean, building wonderful, vibrant, uplifting relationships with other women, it really does enhance your life. And it's so unfortunate that we're in this time where we see the opposite all the time. You turn on TV, you see the opposite. You see women fighting with each other over men, women fighting with each other over clothes, women fighting with each other, you know, just over stuff that makes absolutely no sense. Women backstabbing each other, women down talking each other. This is what they're showing. This is what they're showing to our children. So if you're listening tonight and you have little girls, think to yourself, is this the image that you want stuck in your little girl's head? If you're listening tonight and you have little boys, think to yourself, is this the image that you want your sons to base how they treat women on? Is this really something that you want? Because it's a deep question. I have said it time and time again, and I will keep on saying it. What you expose yourself to affects you more than you could ever think. What you expose yourself. So, you know, I know the Love and Hip Hop is wonderful. You know, I know you guys watch that. I know the what's another one? The Black Ink Crew. I know that's wonderful. The Atlanta Housewives. I know that these get high ratings. You know, I know this is just among some. There's the Hollywood Housewives. I think there's a little country one, like Orange County Housewives. I think there's one. What's the Shaw's? Shaw's of Sunset. All these reality shows where you see how women are disrespecting each other. And yes, I know men disrespect each other too, but tonight we're not talking about that. Tonight we're talking about the women. Where you see that women are going up against each other, almost like they're pieces of meat, because that's where we're at. And our children are looking at it, and they're seeing how we're portrayed. And they're thinking that that's how we have to be. And that's not how we have to be. We have to say once and for all, you know what, we're not going to allow people to continue to pit us up against each other. I always think about the show The Bachelor. And it's really crazy to me. Like, it's one dude and it's all these women, and all these women really are pitted against each other so they can get the attention of this one dude. And they're willing to do anything to get the attention of this one dude. They're willing to, what I call, like, sell their souls in order to get the attention of this one dude. And the power is taken away from us. And as women, we're so powerful innately. How can we be at our best if we don't love each other? So first and foremost, I think part of it is because, first and foremost, it's rooted in ourselves. So besides those other questions that I asked you, I thought of two other things that we need to do in order to improve our woman-on-woman relationship. And one is we need to identify why we feel the way we do about women. And two is we need to consider the fact that we could be carrying generational baggage about other women. How does your mom treat other women? How does your grandmother? How do your aunts? How do your other cousins? How do your even some of your friends? How have you been taught to look at other women? Have you been taught to look at them as competition? Or have you been taught to look at them as a comrade, as someone that you can build something with, as someone that you can learn with, as someone who you can eventually develop a trusting relationship with? I always have talked about the tribe that you build, and your tribe is built of men and women that are extraordinary people, but your tribe is not complete if you don't have enough of you in it, and you, meaning women. How do you have a tribe that doesn't include you? If you turn your back on women, you turn your back on yourself. And if you're willing to turn your back on women, then we need to start looking within ourselves. You know what? I really hate to admit it, and a lot of times people will not believe me, but I was one of those women that used to say, you know what, I get along with men way better than I do with women. Women, they always so petty. You know, there's always some kind of argument. They're always, you know, doing this. I was that chick that said that. And the day that I looked within myself and I said, Nicole, I want to be a better person. The day that I looked at myself in the mirror and I was really concerned about what my daughter saw. Now, I always was concerned, but I really looked in the mirror and I thought to myself, what kind of woman do you want to be? To be honest with you, what I said was, if I died today, what would my true Hollywood story be? Or now is, I guess, unsung. What would they say about Nicole? You know, what would they say? Yeah, you're not supposed to really care about what people say, but would they say, you know, I left a mark on the world that encouraged people to be more loving, that encourage people to embrace each other, to accept each other, to allow each other to live in their authentic self? Or would my true Hollywood story or my unsung story be that she was conniving and she was judgmental and she was mean and no one liked her because she didn't know how to treat people? Which one do I ask you? Like, which one do you want? But that day that I consciously decided to be mindful about the person that I was, I also had to be honest with myself about why I felt the way I did about me, which eventually manifested into why I felt the way about other women that I did. I had to take a look within myself. I had to figure out that baggage that I've been carrying. I had to take a look at the influences around me. I had to re-question, rethink some of the things that I thought and how I thought it. I awoke from that. You know, all of it wasn't pretty, because I had to admit that if I'm walking around talking about I don't get along with women and I don't like the way they are and they all judgmental and they get on my nerves, and then can you imagine the energy that I was putting out there? Can you imagine the energy that people were receiving from me? And I decided that I was going to make a change. It wasn't an easy change, but I decided that I was going to make a change. And the wonderful thing is that when I started my journey of self-love and really looking into myself, I realized that my perception of women was warped. And I believe that was rooted in me having a warped view of myself. And it was a hard reality. It was a hard reality. But I had to say, you know, I'm going to make this right. I'm going to look at this right. And I think that's why I'm so disappointed now, because I do allow people to be who they are. And I think one of the hardest things, as I said before, is for me to allow people to be who they are without judgment on my part. It is so easy for us to look outside of ourselves and say how somebody should be, how they should act. You know, that's kind of like what I'm saying. You know, yeah, we should love each other as women. We should be able to build these great bonds as women. But it's not up for us to tell you as a woman how you should be. And that's when it becomes hard. When you allow someone to be who they are and they don't really fulfill what you want them to fulfill so that you guys can be the best energy together that you can be. It's disappointing. And when you become aware of it, you see the energy that is wasted. You see what that person is missing out. And it's heartbreaking. And you have to move past it. But I'll take that. I'll take that because I'd rather be that than the bitter bitch. I really would. I'd rather be that than the person walking around miserable and upset every day. I'd rather be this, what I am today. But if we don't talk about it, we cannot fix it. So the next thing on my list is, how do you expect to build healthy relationships with other women if, one, you have not built a healthy relationship loving yourself and you have not accepted the women around you for who they are? And that's what I was just talking about. I hang out at this bar, and a lot of the women, they're a lot different than me. And sometimes some people will tell me, you know, we don't even know why you're sitting in this bar. You know, you're not like, you know, these other women. And I don't have to be like them. But you know what? I can look at you. I can give you a chance. I can give you a chance, and you don't have to mirror me and how you talk and how you behave and what you like and where you like to go. You know, I don't care that you wear a little skirt. It doesn't make me a big difference. It's because I don't wear that little skirt. I'm not judging you because you do. I don't care that you're extra beautiful. I love that. And I can tell you, sis, you look gorgeous today. I can tell you that. That's what we're missing. That's what we're missing. Somehow, society has told us as women that we can no longer be that. We can't uplift each other. And that's sad. Somehow society has said that when another attractive woman walks in the room, we're supposed to hate on her just because she's attractive. What's that all about? Somehow society has made us believe that we are always in competition with each other, even when we're not. Somehow society has tried to tell us that when we see one of our sisters doing well, that we can't say, congratulations, I'm so happy for you. What is it that I can do to help you be even greater? This is really sad because you miss out. You miss out on one of the greatest things, which is having a strong, strong sister circle. I mean, we play, as women, we play so many roles in each other's lives. We're mentors, we're mentees, we're confidants, we support each other, we're sounding boards, we're reasons of truth. You have no idea how many times I have called one of my girlfriends from the Justice League and had a heart-to-heart, and they have had to set me straight. Or just look at me like I'm crazy because, you know, they just sometimes just look at me and just let me figure it out for myself. And I know the silence is because they're looking at me like, for real, you don't know that, you know, that right there, that doesn't make any sense. Or just to have that group of people that encourages you to continue to do what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, our male friends, our husbands, our boyfriends, yeah, they can do that, but it's something about that sister circle. How are we going to save it? That's my question. How are we going to save this sister circle? I don't know if you guys have any ideas. If you have any ideas or if you have any comments, feel free to call in at 323-642-1757. Again, that's 323-642-1757, and we'll see you pop up and we'll take your questions or your comments. If you want to make a comment, please feel free to do so. Or you can even, you know, there's a couple of people, and people think I'm crazy when I do that, this, but I'm not. Because if I ever get real big and famous, I'm going to get rid of this cell phone, so it's okay. So, But if you're already on the phone and you want to ask a question and you want me to pick your number, send me a text message, 310-308-8568, and I'll know, because right now you're just on there, and it's okay. Look at the engineer here shaking his head like, you really did just give out your cell phone number. It does not matter. Take my word for it. It does not matter. But I do want you guys to continue to think about the questions that I asked you to think about, okay? I do want you to continue to think about that before I go into this next commercial. So I'm going to read them off to you again. The first one is, how is your relationship with the women in your life? The next one is, when a beautiful woman enters the space you are in, how does it make you feel? And then the final question is, do you think experiences through your life have molded your outlook on other women? We're going to go into a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation of, are you your sister's keeper?
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back with a live broadcast of Phenomenally You, and I'm your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And you are listening to you're at the home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And we're going to get back into the conversation of, are you your sister's keeper? And I know I've been talking a lot about female-on-female relationships, but it is because I think that it is something very important. And so now I'm going to go into the negative effects of not having the ability to build a healthy relationship with other women, because there are negative effects, whether you recognize it or not, definitely. And I know these effects because before I did have a very strong Justice League, I think maybe I felt some of these. So the first thing is a sense of loneliness. And I don't care if you have 50 kids and you've been married 40 years. It's something about having some strong female bonds, whether it's with your sisters, your cousins, friends. It's something about that that adds to your life. And so when you're not able to build that bond, you can have a sense of loneliness. A sense of loneliness can be there. And I think that's one of the most powerful negative effects of not having the ability to build a healthy relationship with other women, because you do kind of feel lonely. You don't have anyone around you to really, you know, understand you as a woman, to give you honest feedback as a woman. And, you know, it's a loss. And so that's why we want to talk about this. The next thing I have on my list is a lack of camaraderie. And that's kind of just what I was talking about. Just having someone who understands you on that level, who can kind of understand you emotionally. You know, they always talk about men are from Mars and women are from Venus and how we think differently and we're wired differently. And you know what? There's a lot of truth into that. There's a lot of truth in that. And so it's nice to have people around you that, you know, are innately wired like you. Next thing is a decreased sense of belonging. And that's part of being lonely, the loneliness too. It's feeling as if you are belonging to something bigger than yourself. I also have on this list a lack of a complete tribe. And I think I mentioned that earlier, a lack of a complete tribe. Meaning, I always talk about a tribe. When I talk about a tribe, I talk about the people that you allow in your space that you consider family, whether they're your blood or not, that you know have your back, that you know encourage you to walk in your greatness. And I firmly believe that you are not able to build a complete tribe without building strong relationships with other women. I firmly believe that. So, again, that's a sense of loneliness, lack of camaraderie, a decreased sense of belonging, a lack of a completed tribe. And I want to say not even – it's not completed and it's not strong. I'll say that again. It would not be complete and it would not be – it will not be as strong as it needs to be. And so this is why it's so important for us to get past this whole thing that we see going on. It's so crazy because I like, you know, I look at social media, I look at the things that are going on, and I know, I don't know if you guys saw this stuff going on with Jordan Woods and Khloe Kardashian, and you know, no, I don't know the ins and outs of it. I saw the Red Talk Table with Jada Pinkett and Jordan Woods, but I'm going to tell you what really tripped me out was to read the comments that other grown women had towards this young girl. Whether she did it or not, the disrespect, honestly, the disrespect, the wishing of death, of harm. This is where we are today. I had made a post on my Instagram. I said, you know what? God, you know what? God is good. Because what I know for a fact is I would have been trending on social media in my 20s. With some of the stupid decisions that I made in life. I'm talking about A1 grade stupidity. I would be, let me tell you what is it called? What is it called? When you go viral? Oh, yeah, I would have went viral. I have done some dumb things, some wrong stuff in my life. Ooh, in my 20s, straight up wrong. Knew better. And even then, you know, the female friends that I was close to told me I was wrong, but embraced me and helped me walk a straighter path. And that's what I'm talking about. What happened? And why do we keep letting it happen? People gonna make, they're going to make bad decisions. We're going to do stuff that's wrong. We are going to F up. And that's where we turn to the tribe, which includes our strong female bonds, and they pick us up, wipe us off. You know, they talk, you know, they tell us off if they need to. They check us on us being wrong, but then guess what they do? They encourage us to be better and do better and to keep walking and to keep going. And as long as we marinate in this culture where people are trying to make us believe that we're not supposed to be hand in hand, how are we going to walk in our greatness the way that we need to? Because this is beyond, you know, just not letting somebody, you know, who has negative energy get in your way. This is beyond that. How do we walk in our greatness in a culture that promotes us to throw barriers, to throw daggers? I think the best part of me walking in my greatness is that my friends are walking in their greatness too. I don't want to walk in my greatness alone. I want to see them walking in their greatness too. I want to see the women. I don't even have to know you as a woman. I want you to be great. I want you to do what you do. I want to uplift you. I think that's why I have been so disappointed in a lot of the stuff that I've been seeing going on in the past couple weeks, because easy for me to be like, forget them. That's such a cop-out. I don't want that. I'm not even rooted in that anymore. I'm concerned. Honestly, what is it? What is it? What kind of baggage are you carrying? And why don't you know? What is it? Where are your people? Where are your people? Sometimes, you know, I don't have the answers for everything. All I can do is talk it out. That's all I can do, is have a conversation about it. Because I really want to know. You can even put your comments at the bottom. Like if you're online, you can put your comments. You can make any comments you want. If you like it, you don't, it's okay. I could take it. But what I'm saying is, how are we going to do better? What's the solution? All I can say is, you know what? We have to look within ourselves. I truly believe that is rooted. It is rooted in self-love. I have to move my headset around, you guys. Okay. I truly believe that is rooted. Because I really believe that when you consciously take the time to look within yourself and really understand yourself and understand why you think the way you do, you learn to understand why other people are the way they are. What you learn is that they are the way they are for a reason. And sometimes we can get really self-centered and we think it's all about us. It don't have anything to do with us. Not one thing. It doesn't have anything to do with us. But we think it's about us. And it's not. But we have to be able to show empathy. And there's an issue if you can't, because you have to understand that the way that people are is rooted in something. And it's not that, you know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Why are you walking around like that? Who wants to walk around like that? Anyone who says that they do, I think they're disillusioned. Because there's nothing better than walking in your greatness and loving yourself and loving the people around you, not because of what they've done for you, just because you have found your greatness and you know that theirs is there and you want them to find it. So again, I ask you, are you your sister's keeper? There's some things about being your sister's keeper. I'm going to go over some of them. When your friend does well, are you happy for them? Or are you just, you're upset just because they did well? They're not even in your field. You don't even work with them. But they, something great happens for them and you're upset. Not because you missed out, just because you know nothing great has happened for you, so you can't be happy for them. Are you your sister's keeper? Are you secretly envious because your friend's financial situation is better than yours? They didn't take any money from you. You just don't like to see that they're in a better financial position than you. Are you your sister's keeper if you think like that? Do you secretly wish something bad will happen to your friend because too many great things have been coming their way? I've seen that before. Oh, every time, you know, she's around, it's something good that happens. You know what? Watch, it's something bad going to happen, and then what's she going to say? Are you your sister's keeper if you think like that? Are you upset because your friend is just way too happy, so you intentionally do something to upset them? There are people that are like that. What's she smiling about? How are you mad at somebody else being happy? If you think like that, are you your sister's keeper? Do you allow your friends to make a bad decision without warning them? So many people are like, well, it wasn't my business to say anything to them. But as friends, as women, do we allow each other to walk into the quicksand? Is that something that we do? Are you your sister's keeper? Do you allow your friend to walk off the cliff when you see the end of the cliff? Or do you warn them? Are you your sister's keeper? Are you verbally disrespectful to your friend and assume it's okay because they know how you are? You talk crazy to them because, you know, that's just you. Are you your sister's keeper when you behave in manners like this? In my book, I wrote a passage, and it says, this is what it says. It says, I guess it's so hard for me to watch television programs, read the posts on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or read the gossip magazines that flood social media. I keep asking myself, who are these people, and when did this become acceptable? When did it become acceptable to boast about sleeping with other women's husbands or boyfriends? And not only brag about it publicly, but get praised for it. At what point did it become okay to fight someone because you think they are prettier or uglier than you? When did it become normal to celebrate another woman's downfall because you just don't like her attitude? I could go on and on, but I think you get it. Is it just me, or have the seven deadly sins materialized in society as a norm? How often do we see them? Lust, gluttony, greed, laziness, wrath, envy, and pride. How often does social media tell our young girls that this is normal? This is the way that we behave towards each other. We don't uplift each other. We tear each other down. And at what point is enough enough? At what point does it become more than just a television show to get ratings? At what point do you become responsible for the images that you're putting out into the world? And at what point do you stop turning your back on it just because you're making money? I have a really big issue with that. Maybe money is a root to all evil. But do I consider you successful because you're a millionaire, but you've made your money on the backs of other women? Because you've made your money on promoting an image that is destructive? I'm going to be honest with you guys. I see it. In comparison to when I was younger, I see the difference. But I'm here to tell you this evening that you are so much more than that as women. We are so much more than that. United we stand, divided we fall. I'll say it again. United we stand, divided we fall. I saw it, one of the largest examples or the greatest examples of this that I saw was when Hillary Clinton ran for president. You know, people didn't like the way she looked. They didn't like her haircut. You know, they didn't like her clothes. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I said something about image because I know image makes a difference. But you have no idea how many people I sat around and listened to, women, and the reasons that they didn't vote for her had nothing to do with her qualifications, but truly about she seems too harsh. She doesn't have enough emotion. She doesn't know how to dress. She's too stiff. We did that. We did that as women. We turned our backs on our own. And you know what? I always say it would have been one thing if she wasn't qualified, but she was, because you don't just stand behind someone just because they're a woman. Well, okay, I'm not going to get into that. But she's qualified. But people, women had so much judgment. Really? So when you sit back and you think that it's not harmful, and you sit back and you think that it doesn't matter because it's on a small scale, and you laugh and you look and you say, oh, this is just a TV show, this is for entertainment. It's a bigger picture. When society is developing a culture of women that do not respect each other and love each other and uplift each other and want the best for each other. And somehow we're going to have to stop it. And I say that it is our responsibility, each person. We have to be bigger and better. I tell myself that every single day. I tell myself that every single day. And I'm going to tell you what, I see this behavior in all ages, from all kind of backgrounds, all kind of different cultures. It's not a white thing. It's not a black thing. It's not a young thing. It's not an old thing. It is a female thing going on right now. And we have to be better and lead by example. We have to talk about it so that we can make it better. And we have to teach our young ones I started seeing that among my daughter's friends in like third grade. The hatefulness, the jealousy. It's ridiculous. It is our responsibility to raise young girls into secure, uplifting women. Because that's what we need. Innately, we are great. But we have to believe it. And we have to believe it not only within ourselves, we have to believe it within other people, even when they don't see it within themselves. And one of the hardest things to do is to meet negative energy with positive things, but it is sometimes the most important thing to do. So, again, identify why you feel the way you do about women, especially if you are a woman who's just like, I don't get along with other women. It's come on now. And be honest with yourself. Why do you think the way that you do? Do you carry generational baggage around? It could be a simple little thing that one person did to you that makes you treat other people in a manner because you're scared to feel that hurt again. Sometimes it just takes that one time that you pinpoint where the hurt came from. Where did that hurt come from? Did someone hurt your feelings when you were young? You know, did your sister say something to you that was for her friends? You know, older sisters, they tease you. Older brothers tease you. Something, what happened? Again, keep thinking about those questions. Journal. Think about it. We have to do better. In order to do better, we have to know better. My friend says, I'm only telling you because the know better is the do better. Well, we have to do better. We owe it to each other. We have to do better. So my challenge to you is tomorrow when you go out there and you run into somebody who's not a female, who's not especially nice, don't meet that meanness, or don't meet it with meanness. Don't meet that negative energy with negative energy. Sometimes, you know what, you just have to look the other way. Believe me, I'm speaking to myself. And also always remember that it's not always about you. People are dealing with so much stuff. And they need these strong tribes so they can get past this stuff and it doesn't hold them back. And what I see is that these strong tribes are not being built. And we're not getting past the stuff. And the stuff is oozing out of every crevice of our bodies negatively. And we're emitting all this negative energy out into the world, and we don't even know it. So I encourage you to build your tribes. Build your relationships with the females in your life. And if you have not been able to do so, why? Ask yourself why. Be honest. I always say, don't lie to yourself because it's only hurting you. Don't lie to yourself. Don't believe it. It's not all about just us. There's room for everybody. I'm always reminded of the beef, and you know, you guys, I look at all kinds of stuff, of the little beef that, you know, you had Cardi B and Nicki Minaj going against each other and people, you know, encouraging that, and you had people talking about this one, people talking about this one. You know, there's enough room for both, right? There's enough room for both. They got us thinking that there's not. Again, I'll tell you, there's enough room for us all to be great. There's enough room for us all to be great. It's not just about us. Remember, though, innately women, we are wonderful people. We are nurturers. We are lovers. And so we need to learn how to develop these relationships so that we can be the best that we can be, so that we can walk in our greatness. So before I go, I'm going to share one more thing with you. This is also from my book, but I'm going to share it. And it says, as women, we have to support each other. Are you your sister's keeper? Do you show understanding, patience, and love? Are you supportive in the good times and the bad? Do you uplift them and encourage them to pursue their goals? I can admit I have not always been the most supportive friend. With age has come many lessons. I have lost great friendships and friendships that should have never developed. I have also gained great friends. I have learned from my mistakes, which has enabled me to foster friendships that I cherish. My female friends and I do not see each other all the time. We are married and unmarried. We are wives and mothers. We are daughters and sisters. We are students and career women, all of which require a lot of time and commitment. But we support each other, face to face and from afar. We cry together. We laugh together. We get mad together. We do not always agree, but we always respect each other. We tell each other the truth, even when we may not want to hear it, but we listen because we know we are a circle of women who have each other's best interests at heart. And that is what I wish for every woman. And so we have to continue to pursue that goal. We have to continue to be the best that we can be. We have to continue to build our tribes, and we have to continue to love each other as women. It's the truth. Ladies, you don't have to have a blood sister to have a sister. She is not your enemy. She is your friend. And if you think that she's your enemy, figure out why so that you can change that. Because I'm telling you that you are without a doubt missing out. No doubt about it. And if you are a woman and find yourself unable to build meaningful relationships with other women, ask yourself, like I said before, why? Ask yourself, am I my sister's keeper? And if you're not, work on it. Guys, I know if you're listening, you think this is not for you, but it is. Because you help build how we treat each other too. I thank you guys, as always, for supporting me. You know, this has been a great show. You know, as I said when I came in, I came at you with kind of a heavy heart, but you really made me feel better because I know that I'm going to continue my walk in greatness. I know this for a fact, and I know I'm going to continue to try to lead by example. And that is what I want from you. We are not each other's enemies, ladies. And we have to teach our young women that they are not each other's enemies so that we can grow up being positive, empowering, and insightful to the world because we have that to give. And again, united we stand, divided we fall. If you've heard it nowhere before, I say it every time I have a show, and I will continue to say it. You are wonderful. You are phenomenal. You are fabulous. Most of all, you're pretty good just as you are. There's nothing to matter with continuing to walk in your greatness. But just remember, we are not walking alone. Build your tribe, ladies. Love each other. Respect each other. Uplift each other. Be good to each other. Everyone, have a wonderful night. Be safe, and God bless.